Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Narcissus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as I said before the Mass today, we celebrate Our Lady's Saturday. Whenever there is no feast on that day, and today is a ferial day, a day without a proper feast for the universal church, then the day automatically becomes dedicated to Our Lady. And so you see there church's love for Our Lady and how much she insists that we honor Our Lady in public ways by means of Holy Mass and the Divine Office and aside from our usual devotions such as the Rosary and our three Hail Marys morning and night and our Angelus as well. That devotion to Our Lady has got to be first and foremost in our spiritual life. But every day on the calendar, even though on the calendar you'll see certain feast days, I think of yesterday, St. Simon and Jude. They're the only ones you see on the calendar. But there are several other saints that also have their feast day there. However, they don't have a proper Mass. They're not celebrated all over the universal church as are Saints Simon and Jude, but nonetheless they are saints, and they are all listed in what we call the Martyrology. The Martyrology is a list of all of our saints that we have from the early church until now, and it gives just a little snippet, a little detail about them. And we read it, the priest reads it when we do the office in common, when we sing it. We must sing the Martyrology as well. And we read about the saints of the following day and read about perhaps how they died as a martyr or whatnot. Well, today is one of those saints, Saint Narcissus. He was a bishop. He was consecrated the Bishop of Jerusalem during the times of the great Roman persecutions. It was in the year 180. And already at that point, he was an old man, and God had given him many proofs of his holiness by many miracles. Always remember, that's one of the points of a miracle. God never works miracles just to put on a show. That's why he was silent when he went before Herod in his passion. And Herod asked him for some sign, some miracle. Well, Herod just wanted a show. And our Lord remained silent, wouldn't so much as look at Herod, because he doesn't work miracles uselessly. That's our Lord. But our Lord works it, first of all, to prove his divinity, or secondly, to prove the divinity of his church, or thirdly, to prove the sanctity and the holiness of his saints. And that was the case for Saint Narcissus. He was very well known all around Jerusalem for his many miracles. One of which took place on a Holy Saturday one year. And you all know how busy it gets on a Holy Saturday, the day before Easter. So much to set up and take down and the long, long ceremonies and everything else. Well, someone had made a mistake and they forgot to bring in the oils for the lamps to be used for that feast day. And so Saint Narcissus just told them, he was all confidence at that point, because he knew that God would take care of everything. He told the people to go down to a nearby well and get some water. And then they brought the water back, and it only says he prayed over the water and it told them to put it in the lamps. And at that moment, all the water was changed into oil, and so they were able to carry out their Holy Saturday ceremonies. And that oil was preserved for some time in Jerusalem as a remembrance of that miracle. Well, as is the case with so many of the saints, it was with him too, that his virtue actually made him enemies. You know, when we think of someone being very holy, we think how everyone is drawn to that person. Everyone likes that person. Well, no, usually that's not the case. The man who is virtuous will actually be such a sign of contradiction to other people that they don't like him, because they the holy person makes them realize, well, I'm not that way. And so they become a bit offended, a bit scared, that they know they should be holy, but are not. That's usually what does happen at some point or another in the life of a saint. So this saint made three enemies because of his virtue, and they accused him of falsely of some crime. I don't know what it was. And these three men then said, if we accuse this bishop falsely, then let these things happen to us. The first man said, let me be burned up by fire. And the second man said, let me be wasted by leprosy. And the third one said, let me be struck blind. And then Saint Narcissus, he always desired a peaceful life of prayer and solitude. He went out into the desert so that the church could enjoy peace, not be bothered by all this silly controversy, which he knew was meant nothing anyway. But then God defended his saint. And all three of those men got what they asked for. The first was burned by fire, the second was wasted by leprosy, and the third was struck blind, as if to point out that indeed these men had lied about their bishop. Well, Saint Narcissus returned and lived to an old age and died of natural causes. But the lesson today is just that, from that last story. He didn't make any arguments. He didn't go out and start fighting. He left it all to God's good judgment. And the lesson is this, that God never fails those who trust in him. Our trust in him can never be too great. If our prayers are not answered, if situations aren't taken care of in our life, it's not on God's part that they fail. It's on ours. The greater our confidence in Almighty God, the more he will take care of us. Always remember that. Always, every day, remember that God is your loving Father who has all of your interests, your own personal interests, as well as the interests of your family in mind, and that he will take care, but he wants you first to trust in his infinite power, his infinite mercy. And if you do that, then all things will go well. Oh, and don't forget, as a last final thought, always go to Our Lady. Tell her everything. What your prayers can't get from God, her prayers can. And today's Our Lady's Saturday, so present them all to Our Lady during this Mass and ask her to take good care of them and take them to her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.